Now, it's the time of year when fishermen begin to come out in force for their fishing season. And joining me to chat about that, as well as to give us some advice and tips on fishing in general, God knows I'd need them, it's Christopher O'Mara. Christopher is Secretary of the Killaloe Ballina District Anglers. Christopher, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
So give us a bit of background, first of all, before we get to the group. Yourself, is being a fisherman a passion of yours, and is fishing something you've been doing since you were a young lad?
Yeah, it's a passion of mine all my life. Luckily enough, I had my father and grandfather, granduncles and family teach me and brought up in a fishing family, going out in the lake, experiencing the nature on the lake, on rivers, different rivers around Clare, the natural beauty you see. And there's no better time of year than April, May to get out on waters and rivers and just experience nature happening all around you. You've like, it's not just always about the fishing, it's about the other things you see on the lake. Like, you have ducks and ducklings coming out, you've the birds coming, you've the cuckoo was out yesterday on Loch Derg. And just like, it's nice, it's peaceful, it gets you away, it gets you off the phone, it gets you out of work as well.
Hope your boss isn't listening.
But no, fishing is a great passion, like, and it's always the unknown of what you might come across of. Like, every cast is different, there's always hope. Like, when you're fishing, you don't know if you're doing something right or wrong. Is it luck? Is it not luck? Or how much of it is luck? It's like when you're fishing, did I cast too much to the left? Did I cast too much to the right? Is my bait too high in the water? Is it too deep in the water? Is it too shiny, too dull? What are you doing wrong? So there's always hope.
Like, so it's all guesswork.
It's
really
all guesswork. Like, but the reward when you actually change something yourself, and then it works. It's just amazing the buzz you get. Like, when you're here trying to like con a fish, if you want to put it like that. And you're like, oh, I might try this. I might try gold with black on it. If it's a fly, if it's a lure, it doesn't matter what it is. But the reward you get when you just keep trying and like try something different, and it pays off. And next thing is like, bang, you're into a fish. The buzz of a haul. Was it just potluck, or was it because something you did?
I'm sure there's an element of luck to it, but it reminds me of that old saying that, you know, the harder I practice or the harder I work, the luckier I get.
Yes.
And that's, I'm sure you've learned a lot of techniques over the years that have increased your chances of being lucky, shall we say. And that's what we're hoping to tap into your experience. But you've really, for people who've been curious about fishing but never taken it up, I think you've sold it pretty well. That kind of, that was what always struck me as appealing about it, Christopher. Not so much the actual fishing itself, but being somewhere quiet and peaceful in nature, you're out in the open, getting fresh air, you're getting away from the rat race 9-to-5 noise of modern living, that it's just
tranquility. The big topic these days is like mental health. It's just, it's peaceful, as you said, you get away from the 9-to-5, the rush hour, and there's nothing else happening but just you and a fishing rod, either walking the banks of a river, climbing through fields to get to a lake high up in a mountain or in a forest, or sitting out in a boat out in Loch Derg or any of the amazing lakes in East Clare.
You're in such an ideal location for it, aren't you?
Oh, brilliant. Loch Derg, like, Loch Derg and Clare as a whole, like Clare's, County Clare as a whole is probably one of the best fishing areas in the whole country. Like, like you've the amazing lake, the majestic Loch Derg, the bottom of the River Shannon, the largest of the lakes in the River Shannon. Then you have all of East Clare, like Doon Lake, Loch Bridges, Loch Graney. Then if you go back West Clare, you have Inchiquin, you have lakes up in Crusheen. You go down to the coast then, the Atlantic fishing, off the rocks, off the beaches. You have the estuary. Like, so no matter what type of fishing you want to get into, you have every option available to you, and it's all within, like, if you're here centre Venice, if you drive an hour, you're at the coast. If you drive an hour, you're at Loch Derg. If you drive 45 minutes, you're down the estuary. Yeah. Like, so it's the world's, it's fishing is open to anybody who wants to take up fishing, or even if you haven't picked up a rod in 5, 10, 15, 20 years because life took over and you had kids or something. Like, it's easy to pick it up again. and just like go for an hour. All it takes is like 1 hour, try it out, and you might get hooked on it again.
Pardon the pun. So I mentioned that, is this kind of like fishing season? I presume you can fish all year round. Maybe during winter it's a bit tougher with conditions to be successful in terms of fishing, but is this kind of fishing season, is it that like spring into summer, or can you give us a more precise kind of time period?
Yeah, well, the salmon and trout fishing has a close season, generally speaking, from the 30th of September to St. Patrick's Day, 17th of March. Pike fishing is generally open all year round, and then for different species of sea fish and that, they have closed fishing or seasons and open seasons. But generally this time of year, when the weather starts getting a bit better, everybody kind of gets out. The winter fishing can be tough, like my God, sitting on a boat or walking the banks and your hands freezing. In the depths of like January, when there's snow on the ground,
hard to enjoy the peace and quiet when you're freezing your rear end off.
Tough, but sometimes too, with perseverance, there are some of my greatest, fondest memories of like going out for 6 hours, and in the middle, like what was it, New Year's Day, and it was absolutely Baltic, and like 6 hours nothing, and then next thing, bang, personal best. Like, never seen a fish that big before. Like, it can be rewarding when you put in the time. I know, like, that's not everybody's cup of tea, but for anybody who wants to take up angling, now is your time. Like, as I just said, like, everything is coming alive. Nature is coming alive. Insects in the water is coming alive. The fish are coming alive. The weather is warming up. People themselves are warming up too and getting out and about a bit more. So like now is the perfect time to go down to your local tackle shop, ask them a few questions. If you've never got into fishing before, go talk to the people in tackle shops. Don't go reading online or whatnot. Go to the people on the ground. They're the people with experience. They're the people that will definitely help out young anglers or people who haven't picked up a rod in a couple of years. Okay. You can't be talking to people in your local tackle shops. Like, you have Flurry in Fish and Tackle Ireland here in Ennis. You have TJ's Angling Centre in Killaloe. You have Shannonside Bait in Clonara. You've Odds and Ends down in Ennis Diamond. You've Fionnuala, or Shop at Fionnuala down in Fionnuala. anybody wants to be a sea angling, like, go into these places, talk to the people. Like, they're more than welcome to help you out. Also, like, these days, Facebook fishing clubs, if you just put in like your local area, like Killaloe Fishing Club, Banner Fishing Club, or Doolin Fishing Club, like, touch base with them, and like I've never heard of anybody being turned down or being discouraged from fishing. Like, so
okay. So we're kind of, it's, as you say, the waters are warming up now, and did the fact that it seemed to be raining non-stop since the turn of the year and even before that, does that play any part in terms of affecting fishing, or does it matter?
There's two ways of looking at it. Yeah, you don't want to go out and send the rain all day.
Well, there's that, yeah.
But no, it definitely can have an effect on fishing, like this whole thing about global warming, like especially if you're fishing rivers. Or tidal areas and stuff, like water levels are higher, the fish migrate to different places. So sometimes when the rivers are rising, the fish might sit a bit deeper or a bit tighter to the shoreline or the banks, just because the river flow. So like, obviously, if you think about a river that's flowing, if it's flooded, there's more current going through it. So the fish are going to hide in places, so like they can relax more. They don't want to be swimming the whole time in this mad crazy current. So it has an effect. Like, the weather always has an effect on fishing, even if it's too sunny, if it's raining. But generally speaking, yes, the rain, the flooded water, the coloured water especially, can have an effect on fishing.
So what type of fish would people be most likely to be fishing for now as we enter May? Or does it depend on the location in Clare, as you say, if you're at Loch Derg or if you're at the estuary or up by the Atlantic?
Well, generally, like, this time of year, like, we have the amazing mayfly. Like, It's called the Mayfly for a reason. It happens around May. Luckily enough, down here in Lochdurgan, East Clare, it happens earlier before anywhere else in the country. Like, people flock from all over Ireland just to get down to Lochdurg for the early season.
What, why is that? Why is Lochdurg unique to the rest of the
country
in the Mayfly?
That's a million-dollar question.
Okay. Scientists are still scratching their head.
Well, it's amazing, the Mayfly. Like, there's 33 species of Mayfly in Ireland. And it kind of always kicks off down around Lochdurg and works its way up then into Cara, Damask, Ree, and then ends up in Sheelan there in end of May, start of June. But down here in Lochdurg, like, it's really kicking off this week. We opened up a week early, as we normally do, around the 20th of April. But the catches are definitely increasing this week onwards. But it's just amazing, like, what the mayfly goes through. Like, it's actually an aquatic insect that lives in the water for the majority of its life. So it lives in the water for, say, generally speaking, 1 to 2 years, sometimes 3 years. And it's an insect in the water called a larvae, or, like, the anglers, we call it a nymph. And they sit in the river bottom in, like, the silt and the sand and the organic matter. And they grow continuously, like, with a new shell every couple of weeks. As it's growing, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And when the time comes, it slowly rises to the top of the water. And when it rises to the top of the water, like, it breaks out of its shell into a flying insect, or a fly, the mayfly, which is the first stage. And also, the cool thing about the mayfly, it actually has two stages to its winged state. So, like, when it rises first, it's called, the anglers will call it a dun fly, but it's not actually fully fertile yet. That fly then actually breaks out into a second shell, which is what the anglers, it's normally known as a spinner. So when they become a spinner, they actually become fertile then. And then, like, anglers, like, if you ask any angler about the mayfly dance or the gnat dance, it's majestic. It's absolutely amazing. Like, I encourage anybody listening, even look them up on Facebook. Like, so basically the dance is like all the flies come out in the evening time, and they come out onto, like, pints of islands and on tree edges and like just tops of trees, and they all just dance and flicker, and that's how they mate. So, like, all the males come out and start dancing, and then, like, the female flies come down, and then they pick who they want to mate with. And when they mate, it's all mating in the air, and after that, then the female drops to the water basically immediately and can deposit up to about 8,000 eggs.
Wow, that's quick.
Yeah, so, like, the lifespan of the fly is like 1 day, one, maybe 2 days, but the actual lifespan of the insect itself is like 2 or 3 years. But the fly, generally speaking, only has a lifespan of 1 day.
God, that's nice. And it's this time of year for it. What advice, just to finish, Christopher, would you have, aside for those looking to get into fishing, aside from, you know, go to a tackle shop and talk to the experts there, but, like, if where in Clare would be the best to start fishing, you know?
Literally, just pick up your rods, get a tackle rod, get a cheap rod, like, if you want to go trout fishing.
And do you need different gear depending on what type of fish you're fishing for?
Generally speaking, yes. But, like, you'll get away with, look, anybody wants to go into fishing, trout, perch, pike, if you want to go down that route, pick up a cheap spinning rod. Literally, you can get a set for about €150 nowadays. Okay. Get, like, a 20 to 50 gram rod. Stick a 15 pound line on it. Stick on a small lure, like a Salmo Minnow or Rapala Countdown, and flick it out. You have the River Fergus flowing through Ennis here. You have amazing Scariff River back near Scariff Hit in Lochdurg. You have the canal down in Killaloe. You have all the lakes in East Clare. You have Inchiquin. Just flick out your lure and retrieve, and just stay trying. Just stay trying. Like, I can't encourage people enough just to get into it and get out. It doesn't cost a whole lot. Like, you can spend as much money as you want in it, but to get set up and get out in the water and walk the banks and walk the rivers, it doesn't cost a whole lot.
And it sounds like you get a lot from it in terms of just enjoyment and peace and quiet as well, which is always very much welcome. Christopher, thank you so much for imparting some knowledge on those of us who are less knowledgeable, much less knowledgeable in my case, on fishing. And thank you very much for joining us this morning. Christopher O'Mara there, who is Secretary of the Killaloe Ballina District Anglers.